USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ISIS terrorist will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. A British national known as the ISIS Beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. On Tuesday, President Biden interrupted his summer vacation to return to the White House and celebrate the passage of a huge spending bill. After signing the bill, the president then headed by Marine One to his upscale lakeside home outside Wilmington, Delaware. This is the president's 49th trip to Delaware since becoming president last year. He's spent 150 days in Delaware since being inaugurated, which puts him ahead of his predecessors, including Donald Trump, who was frequently criticized for flying to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants have arrived in New York City from Texas on buses organized by Governor Greg Abbott. New York City Schools Chancellor David Banks announces Project Open Arms to help new students thrive. Banks says they are also asking the federal government for money.
Where Texas said you're not welcome, and New York has said you are welcome, we think it's incumbent upon the federal government to figure out ways to help us to meet that need.
The program aims to help families here illegally enroll their children in schools as well as obtain backpacks and other supplies. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is reportedly pushing airlines to do more to avoid delays and cancellations. The secretary writing a strongly worded letter to the heads of 10 of the biggest U.S. airlines warning about new government regulations if the problems aren't solved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Big tech is once again censoring speech it doesn't like. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Instagram and Facebook continue to suppress freedom of speech in America. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the social media platform shut down Children's Health Defense this week after the anti-vaccine group led by Robert Kennedy Jr. is claimed to have repeatedly violated rules prohibiting misinformation about COVID-19. And after the CDC's admission Thursday of misleading the American public during the pandemic, how can the fact-checkers know they have the correct information?
Florida International University football players are mourning the death of teammate Luke Knox. Head coach Mike McIntyre says they've decided to go forward with practice as a way to help players struggling with their feelings.
They said it's good to kind of get back into some exercise and a little bit of normalcy. And then we've had our psychologists there work with some of the kids that needed that.
They also formed a prayer circle after practice. The 22-year-old linebacker was the brother of Buffalo Bills tight end Dawson Knox. There's no word yet on exactly how he died, but foul play isn't suspected. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.